So we'll move on now to section four, number two, 21-158. Catherine Burns, DVM, Board and Review, discuss and take action on community education plan submitted in compliance with board order and may extend timeframe to complete the required CE. And Victoria, if you want to start us off on that one.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. The staff memo that I created tells the story that Dr. Burns had submitted her plan prior to the last board meeting. I just didn't get it on the agenda. The downside of that is she did want to do some CE in May, so I don't have any communication from her or whether she went through with that or not. But I would just suggest that the board may want to go ahead and approve it. It probably would have been approved anyway, even though it hadn't been pre-approved before she did it.
Gotcha.
So moved.
Yeah. All right, so a motion, do we have a second?
Second.
All right, motion and a second on approving the CE that has already possibly been completed, but we will approve.
The rest of her CE plan, then you could look at that difference separately, if you're okay with the rest of her CE plan.
And then did we still need to extend her probation period or not really, since?
So I think that's kind of iffy because she hasn't responded back to me. Okay. I don't know if she would want us to. People may not want us to do that, so okay. Maybe it's kind of open-ended at this point.
So we can always extend it next month if we have to.
You direct me to talk to her about it first, and at this point you don't. Unless she expresses concern that she can't get it done.
Right.
That last month.
Because usually, even if we extended out a month, she could still request, once she's finished everything, to get it dismissed early.
Absolutely.
So I think we just revisit it next month if she requests that. There's no point in doing it now.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. So motion and a second, I think I heard right. Yeah, I think it was a second too. Any other discussion on that one? All right, all those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right, motion carries. All right, we'll move to the next one, 2207. Michael Walker, DVM, Board may review, discuss, and take action on completion continuing education as required by consent agreement and may return license to active status.
I make a motion that we approve Dr. Walker's CE and return his license to active status.
Second.
All right, so we have a motion and a second. Any other discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? All right, motion carries. We will do that. Now we'll go to 2106, Amy Coy, DVM, Board may review, discuss, and take action on continuing education completed in compliance with board order and may return license to active status.
So in the case of Dr. Coy, she has completed her CE and paid her fine, so I would make a motion that we return her license to active status.
Second.
Okay, motion.
Dr. Jane.
Motion and a second. Any other discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? All right, motion carries. Now we're moving on to section five. Number one, board may review, discuss, and take action on Jamie Draper, possible unlicensed practitioner. And that is in supplement. No.
Is this the clean doggy chops one?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, it's just in Maine. Ah, boring. Okay.
Yeah. Clean doggy chops. Yep.
So on this one, you can see in here.
Yeah, clearly.
All the information. Right. It's a little concerning for me what's being reported here.
Yeah, she's such a great job putting it all together. Yeah. It's really unfortunate that these individuals don't do their homework and due diligence before jumping into, this type of business and career, because I do feel kind of bad when these people are out there, trying and thinking that, they're following their passion or their dream, and then they just are not educated on the law piece of it. So, I agree in this case. I think, do we start, by sending a cease and desist letter so that they understand?
We have to open a case first.
An education letter.
You have to open a case.
Yeah, we open the case and
Send a nice
letter asking them to respond.
Yeah. Okay.
And then I'll bring it back to you.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
So yes, in this case, let's open a case and send Clean Doggy Chops a letter about what's going on.
All right, so I have a motion on opening a case against second. Jamie Draper and a second. Any other discussion on that? All right, that's just a voice again, right? Because they're not a licensee. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? All right, motion carries. We'll open a C case against Jamie Draper. Number two now, board may review, discuss, and take action on Julius Sanchez, the Pitbull Store, possible unlicensed practitioner. Same full.
So another one. I mean, they have three locations. Obviously, their scope of work is, you know, they do quite a few things, it seems like. But obviously, the providing of the vaccinations is, you know, the problem piece.
Well, not just that. I mean, progesterone testing. Well,
oh, yeah, sorry.
There's those AI, transcervical insemination. I've got a lot of worries here.
Yeah.
Ultrasound imaging.
Yeah. I don't know their website. I felt like those pieces... Maybe I just wasn't seeing all of it. We're not on there so much anymore. I also thought it was interesting on their website that they allege they have a vet that comes to one of their locations once a month, you know, a mobile vet or something that provides services. So again, that, but regardless.
Do we have any obligation to let the California Veterinary Board bring it to their attention since their third practice is in California? I mean, I can't imagine that this is copacetic with their rules.
I think maybe once we get some more information, then we can at that point. Maybe a little premature now, but
isn't California so far behind though, and all their stuff they probably.
My one question for the vets that are smarter than me, and even the lay people that are smarter than me here, because ear posting, is that just the taping, or is that actually the surgery?
Suture. There's sutures.
That's why I was posting it, because sometimes, ear posting, is that just when they put something firm in there and hope it sticks up, or is that actually cutting it and stitching it?
The cropping is the cutting.
Yeah, cropping.
So I didn't know posting. I thought was just
the taping.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So
ears flopping over, gonna make it stick.
Yeah, that's not changing anything in the body necessarily. I mean, ear posting, I guess theoretically could cause a problem, but yeah, that's why I was right. I was like, did he mean cropping with posting?
Okay. Yeah.
Because I don't do cropping, and I'm like, so I didn't know what posting meant.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was.
So. Yeah. So that's what I wanted to clarify. But no, there's a lot of things there. So okay. So we have did we get a motion?
Or I would make a motion in the case of. Julia Sanchez, the Pitbull Store, that we open a case and send them a letter regarding the services they're providing.
Second.
All right, so a motion and a second to open a C case against Julia Sanchez and the Pitbull Store. Any discussion?
Just one general question. So these folks are providing these services. So what is, if we were to look at somebody who has a horse or a cow, and you know, in the livestock world, that's kind of not even a question. Folks are doing these types of things. So is it?
If you own it and you're doing it to your own animals.
Yeah, you still can't offer a service in large animal as not a veterinarian. Now, if you own a horse and you employ someone, they can do whatever they want.
Okay. So it's usually because it's a stable or a barn or ranch, and so then it falls under,
Now the recording requirements are different, the examination requirements, all that kind of stuff, but you still need to be a veterinarian to do the medical services. Or an owner, or employee of an owner. All right, so we have a motion and a second to open a C case. We already said that one, right?
Yeah.
We already voted on that? Am I just behind? My brain's not working? Okay.
I know, right?
So we're done with that. We'll move on to number three. So board may review, discuss, and take action on American Association of Veterinary State Boards proposed bylaws amendments.
Yeah.
I'll try and go through this one quick, basically. I think horribly exciting. Where was that? There it is. So the meeting should be, Mr. Loheed is going to be voting on these. But just to kind of present it to you guys now.
Not necessarily.
But basically, most of the changes were for new programs that were added on. We have a new PAVE program with RVTs, and we just need to change the wording. So that's kind of why the proposed Amendment 1 adds the veterinary technicians in there in red. Very simple.
Is that number one?
That was proposed Amendment number one.
I'm a yes on number one.
Proposed Amendment number two was one more of a sticking point, and I was not in favor of that, and we voted it down. It looks like so did the Board of Directors.
Yeah.
Basically, this is centering around certain states are not allowing their employees or their, whatever you call them, people to travel to states that they disagree with their laws. So it's the protesting of the states. I don't agree with that. I don't think the board should have gotten involved in it. We had a long discussion around there, and that's basically where that comes from. The Bylaws and Resolutions Committee was voted to not support it, and the Board of Directors also voted to not support that. So I'm sure there'll be some discussion around there at the meeting. So I highly recommend everybody go, because that'll be a fun fight. Number two, this one basically is just codifying that we need to have the same race standards for the presentations at the meeting, because the California board, some other people in general, were thinking that was turning more into like sales pitches as opposed to seat. So I think that was just a good one. I think they tried to do their best, but this is just going to codify that. So that was voted for support on both the Board of Directors and the Resolutions Committee. Number four, because now I can count, this one ties back to the virtual meetings that was already voted against or recommended against. So this change does not need to be in there because it was allowing the delegates to seat virtually. So since that was hand in hand with the other one, this was voted for a not support, and we'll see what goes on with that. Number five, this one was voted to support, and this was for, this was the same thing with the race standards. It tied in with the same ones, just another wording in a different area. So again, that makes sense, and that was voted, five was different, hold on. We supported it, but the Board of Directors voted not to support it. Oh, interesting, that'll be fun.
Yeah, I was gonna ask, do you know anything as to why on that?
No, they don't talk to us at all. I didn't even know they actually voted on these before I saw this format of it. It's because usually they go in line with us, which is why they have us, but that's interesting, so that'll be fun. And then number six was codifying an ad hoc committee, basically. So it's just kind of rewriting to fit in with current standards. So that was a pretty easy one. It's just making sure we have the right executive directors, all that on there, the numbers of them. And that was a good one. It's a committee that we're just codifying now. Don't like ad hoc, make it real. And then number seven was, this is a conglomerate of title changes, making them compatible with the new employee positions of the chief veterinary officer. And the titles consistent with our affiliate organizations, such as ICVA, even though they hate that name, AVMA, and we use a CEO and CLO. So it's just, again, codifying, making sure the language is across the board there. So that was voted for support. After that is just the information from the California board and the actual bylaws with the strike-throughs in it and the additions, just so you can kind of see what it would look like. But that's kind of the 20,000 foot view of that, and anybody have any specific questions on amendments or any clarification they would like?
No, I'm just curious as to why the Board of Directors voted no on that.
I didn't even bother me. I looked at that and didn't even click from this. That'll be interesting to see. Again, more need to go to the meetings. Yes, we love the drama. They're the fun fights. All right, so if anybody has any questions there, we'll move on from that one to number four. Board may hold elections for chair and vice chair for fiscal year 2023. I have a script in here, Bill, somewhere. I just saw it, I swear. Or maybe you emailed
it. I was like, is it in our red?
I think you emailed me a script on that.
I was like, one was in the red notebook, I thought.
And I see she's got it open. Yeah. So it must be in the cloud.
Yeah, it's under the main agenda, the first document.
Or it's in the files. But since their annual meeting, it is now the time and place for voting for the chair and vice chair. I'll say vice chair first for the fiscal year 2023. So the floor is now open for nominations. If anybody has any nominations,
or if anybody would like to nominate themselves,
Can we nominate board members who termed out but haven't been replaced?
So is that a conversation to have now or after?
You can.
Basically, and again, I'll stare at Victoria as I'm saying this so she can throw something in just in case I say something wrong. But Mr. Lougheed and I are both willing to stay on in our current positions if you guys are wanting us to do that. My only concern about that is, and again, when we're removed, you guys are just going to have to go through another election.
Yeah.
So mid-year election, My only concern is I would love to be able to set up to make it an easier transition. So if anybody has any desire to be vice chair now, great, we can nominate you, and if you pass muster, then I'll just help you through this difficult job. Same thing, I'm guessing, with the chair. Otherwise, we're willing to keep them on, and I would love for anybody to want to take over those positions afterwards and work with us a little closely to make that transition smooth. Because losing both the chair and the vice chair at the same time potentially could be a little devastating and rough, and we'll just be able to sit in the audience and laugh at you guys. And
so you want to start with the chair? Is anybody want to nominate?
Yeah, so I think that's, yeah, if anybody has any nominations or want to nominate themselves.
This feels really awkward, but I have had discussions with board staff, and they have suggested that it be my time to serve as the chair before my time is up here. I also had the same discussion with regard to whether it makes sense to continue having you, both you and Mr. Loheed on. But then, you know, I went back and forth because I didn't, you know, if he wanted to continue serving. But then I said the exact same thing that I said, even though I've sat here for so long listening, I said it would actually be really nice if I did have somebody to just kind of, you know, just be there as a helper or guide. And so I think that both of you, it sounds like, are in agreement that that's, you know, that is the way to move forward. And again, we don't really know how much longer they'll be around. That's the other piece. I mean, you might be here another couple months. You might be here two more years for all we know. When you look back at Dr. Birch, you know, she was stuck around for a while.
Yeah.
So so with that, I will nominate myself as chair.
Second.
All right, so we have a nomination and a second there. I don't know if there's.
I mean, if you guys are sure, I was going to say you might want to discuss it.
Well, no, I guess.
I think it's great.
Yeah, the nomination's there. I don't know if there's any other nominations for the position of chair.
It might not be as fun and funny as Mr. Loki, but I.
We laugh at you all.
Just and you have experience chairing today.
Yeah, exactly.
Sort of.
Very well. So, okay, so no other nominations then for position of chair? Then we will close nominations, and we have one candidate that we will vote on, I guess. Yeah, we can vote on now. So we need a roll call or just a voice vote, or probably a roll call?
I think a voice vote.
Oh, voice vote, sorry. But just one option. So. All right, so all those in favor of punishing Ms. Krieger as chair, aye.
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 Opposed?
Okay,
all right,
well. I also should clarify, because my family would reprimand me otherwise, but I don't ever correct anyone, but the spelling of this pronunciation of my last name is Krieger, not Krieger.
Oh.
I did it with my old last name too. People would say amend, and I just went with it. And my husband's like, why would you let people say that? And I'm like, well, half of the people have it right. And so anyways, Krieger.
Krieger.
Yeah.
Slap me when I say it, because I'm going to mess
up.
Yeah,
I know. And I was like, at one point,
years,
I know, I feel like I just cross out the E in it, because that is what throws
people
off.
You're going
to
have to
retrain
Krieger.
What's that?
That would be easy for me.
Okay.
My first name. It's Krieger.
Oh,
okay,
gotcha.
There you go.
So I'll forget that for
now. He's going to be Krieger.
For
another reason. He's going to be more Krieger.
Okay, thank you.
All right, so this will start next meeting then, right? Yeah, so congratulations.
Yeah, yay!
All right, now we will open the nominations for vice chair. And I guess same kind of discussion. Has anybody?
Yeah, so I'm going to make a motion because I think that it's Dr. Jane's turn, unless I'm incorrect. I don't think she's been up yet. She, you know, she always participates. She has great attendance. So unless there was another plan.
Second.
Good.
So yeah, we have a nomination and a second against her will.
I think the combination of a public member and a DVM in those two top offices is almost a necessity. So great.
Yeah. Yeah, and I like having a chair as a public member.
Yeah.
Because it does just I think things function really well like that.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Okay. So we have a nomination and a second. Any other nominations? Nominations? All right, so we will close nominations for the position of vice chair, and we will do a voice vote. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Yay.
Women are taking over.
Go team. All right, so next week you guys get to hand it out. So yeah, I mean, of course, when you decide where we sit,
we
can be there to kind of help project through on stuff. I'm more than willing to help. It's not that difficult. It's just when you have to take over on these days and
make might be a little rusty in the beginning, but
it's okay.
No,
July is supposed to be our easy meeting, but I know it's not going to be, so
No, I think we'll get through. So good. So we have a new leadership team. I'm excited about that. So good job. Congratulations.
Yes.
The hardest part of the job is refereeing the board members.
Yes.
And for that, you're going to have an honorary lanyard with a whistle.
All right. Yeah, we'll have our sergeant at arms. She'll beat everybody.
That's right.
All right. So we'll move on to number five. Board may review, discuss, and take action on appointing delegates to the American Association of Veterinary State Board's annual meeting. Oh, now I get what you're saying. All right, so Victoria's going to lead.
So this is the time of year we pick our delegates. Usually, how many years ago? 5 years ago, we decided that the main delegate should be the chairman. So I guess the first question to you, Ms. Prager. I was saying
right. Yes, I know. Right now I'm going to throw everyone off. Yeah. I'm going to start calling myself Ms. Krieger.
So it's September 15th through 17th in Charlotte, North Carolina. Is that something that we should consider you to go?
Yes.
Okay. So as far as other folks going, so Dr. James, you're still on a committee, so you would be going. Dr. Wright's on a committee. I'm going to be a speaker, so I get to go free. Yay.
Cool.
So that's all of us. So then there's an alternate delegate that is all paid for as well. So then whoever else would like to.
No, they're fine.
Throw their hat in the ring.
I did it for a
I went to DC. It was many. Yeah. It was 4 years ago. But
it's all get out.
Yeah,
time.
But
it
was
fun.
Both Nikki and Dr. Byrne have both been to a conference, so
right.
We kind of try to go by.
Well, yours
so
was
virtual,
so I don't know that that counts. So I mean, but
so Jane probably is next in line seniority wise if you would want to go.
I'm going to decline.
Okay.
Gracious.
Dr. Nosley.
I have no idea whether I can do that or not.
Okay.
What are the dates again?
September 15th through 17th. You usually need to
come
to
the Thursday, Sunday thing.
Yeah, you
just
probably
like
need to get there on a Wednesday.
Just like when I went to Kansas City. I don't think I can answer that today.
I can answer it. I cannot go. I already have. That's my one vacation. The 7th through
your vacation
in
North Carolina.
Oh my God!
No, to Michigan. Sorry.
Okay. Well, that works too.
Well, you just let me know. Just
okay.
Even I think the cutoff is probably early August.
Oh, then it's not. So, I can wait.
Yeah, they're pretty amenable to stuff. That's nice.
Okay.
Now, of course, you went to your thing. You haven't been to an actual board meeting
and
yet.
And
no,
you get your
went
seat.
To the train.
Just the training. Yeah. All right.
So that's all I have for that. Thank you.
So we have our delegates, our delegate, and then, so alternate delegate, then I'll be your delegate. You'll be vice chairman, right? Is that how it'll work?
No,
or
the
since
alternate
she's
delegate
a
would be
committee.
Whoever goes, because I'm going, being paid for by
committee.
The committee.
No, with committee.
Yeah, the delegate is Jessica, and the alternate, if there is one.
Got it. Otherwise we just won't have one. So we couldn't take over for him, because we're committee members.
You could.
Or at least I couldn't, actually, because I'm not.
Yeah,
I couldn't be able to.
Which is the better deal.
Yeah, exactly.
Just show up.
No, I'll be, yeah. I'll be there.
All right. So we'll move on to the next one. Board may review, discuss, and take action on 2021 petition for review of criminal record per ARS 41-1093.04.
This is a required report, and we have nothing to report. So if the board would just approve this 2021 report, I'll submit it to the governor's office.
I thought we were going to go into Jane's history of criminal stuff.
So moved. I had to go to traffic school last month. So moved.
All right, so we have a motion to accept that and second.
Yep.
All right. All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right. Board will review, discuss, and take action on 2021 provisional license report for ARS 32-4701.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, same situation. We have nothing to report for this required report, so if the board would approve it, then I'll submit it to the governor's office.
Move approval.
All right. Approval and a second. Any other discussion? All right, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion carries. And number eight, board may review, discuss, and take action on scope of work and project costs related to e-licensing system developed by Ventia.
Well, unfortunately, I still have not signed the scope of work, or I'm not ready to yet. I hope to by now, but I'm still not where I want it to be. But as far as that project, I'm onboarding two consultants, one to do the data migration, and then one to act as a project manager
to interface with Ventia, and he's actually been hired by a few other boards to do the same thing. So he gets on the calls and things with me, and then I'm not yet ready to commit to the contract.
Pin that till next month?
Yes, it is.
Okay, so pinned, okay.
Yeah.
All right, so that is pinned then. Number nine, board and review, discuss and take action on temporary license application submitted by Brian Rokas, DBM.
So I just added this to the cloud yesterday, so everybody saw it. So I have hard copies of
thank you.
If everybody changes that. So this is just a temporary license.
I know, right? I was like, that was not a good picture.
He was in a big hurry because they needed him to go to work right away.
And, you know, I'm taking the lead on this. Obviously, I'm going to recommend approval. I read the history, though, and I was like, well, I hope he has learned something.
Yeah.
And I also, for all those three people that are probably listening to our minutes, you know, when you have a disciplinary action like that, I don't want to have a novel sent to us, you know, that is pages long. But, you know, it speaks volumes when you don't even write any sort of brief paragraph, just here's what happened, I accept responsibility, and moving on.
Yeah.
I could barely read his, you know, chicken scratch in the application, and then of course it was just the attached order from wherever it was. So anyways, just, you know, that's my
And he said it wasn't my fault, it was the technician's fault.
Right,
yes. Without my knowledge.
This is very different than a lot of the cases where it's like a DUI or that kind of thing. I mean, we could bring him in front of us at this point.
I know, but I just, I don't need to do that. Again, we have, you know, it's 5 o'clock and we're still here, but I just, you know, again, moving forward, you know, just.
We can encourage applicants.
Right. Yeah. Again, I don't want to have 4 pages to read, but just, you know.
They need to respond.
I just want to say this is just
good
a little
practice.
Different than most of the ones we get. This is a little more egregious than most of the
right.
things. I'm still going to
right,
vote
again,
for approval.
I'm not going to disapprove
it. But yeah, this is one I'd be like, yeah, these are the kinds of things I like to have them talk about. It's like, okay, especially because it's such a recent thing.
Right, and this photo that goes with it. Like,
so that is just more egregious than, oh, I was caught drunk driving in college, which is still bad, but it's different.
Do we want to invite him for a beer and talk to us about it?
Right.
Sounds like there's no appetite for that.
Okay.
There's no real appetite for bringing them in to discuss anything, right?
The backstory is, which I don't know if it matters or not, is one of the specialty hospitals needed him like Monday, and just, you know, because they just didn't have the people they needed to, and so he was willing to come down here. So that's, and he submitted his regular application that we looked at it and said, oh no, you've got this disciplinary. You can't start work until the board approves you.
Right.
So that's where we are. They're actually, I keep getting buzzed. Mm-hmm. Did they approve it?
Okay.
Because they need him to work tonight.
I mean, you can still approve it and have him come in and discuss next month, too.
You typically absolutely can. I don't remember a time in a very long time where you've had somebody with a disciplinary action from another state come in.
Okay.
You know, it's always criminal action.
Yeah.
That's true.
And again,
we
know what happened, and he has paid his,
he's
paid his debts, if you will. It's
he just didn't respond or comment on
right.
it.
Right.
Yeah. Just I hope he takes it seriously and we don't see him.
Right.
Exactly.
Okay.
So I made the motion with
for the temporary license.
Yeah, I approve his temporary license.
Second.
Now is it just
or
temporary license
Dr.
or approve Rokos. The seat for the or sit for the exam too?
Both, I suppose. Yeah, because they can't get a temporary license unless they apply for a long term one at the same time, which he did. So good point. Yes,
okay.
It should be both.
Well,
you're approving his regular application as
his,
well.
Okay, and approving his regular applications. Application for licensure as well.
Yeah.
All the things.
All
of
them.
Okay. All right, so we have a motion and a second for approval for the temporary license to sit in the license or in the application.
Watch them like a hawk.
Okay.
Right.
Gonna...
Any other discussion?
You?
All right, all those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? All right, and then we will go to the meeting minutes, which I am recused from.
Okay, so we have Dr. Wright recused. Let's see, anybody else was absent. So I would, since you're recused, can I still make the motion?
No, I'll probably wait for someone else to make the motion.
Would somebody like to make
yes.
the motion?
Yes. Those days
Madam
are
chair. Chair. Madam Chair, I
who's
move to
be
approve
the
regular
though?
Session minutes from May 18th, 2022.
Second?
Second. Thank you.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion passes. Now on to the executive session minutes. Again, Dr. Wright is abstained.
Yes, Madam Chair, I move we approve the executive session minutes for May 18th, 2022.
Second. So we have a motion and a second to approve the May 18th executive session minutes. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion carries.
All right, so now we are down to the consent agenda.
So I make a motion that we...
Too slow.
No, you do it because I don't have any of the...
Can I practice?
So I make a motion that we approve the consent agenda removing A6, A7, A8, A9, A10, and A13.
So, second.
So I have a motion and a second. Any discussion? All those in favor? Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? All right, motion passes.
And then I would make a motion that we vote to approve pending inspection and compliance for A6, A7, A8, A9, A10, and A13.
Second.
All right, motion and a second. Any other discussion? All right, all in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right, motion carries. Summary of current events. Anything there?
No? We wish Dawn well.
Thank you. We'll let her know. We'll see her tomorrow. She's coming.
All right. And now we have our call to the public. Do we have a call to the public today?
Yes, we do.
We do?
And I have a script in here somewhere, right? Because I didn't see that script either.
Yeah. EJ, can you just read what's on the agenda?
Oh, okay.
Hello, Mr. Johnson. It's Tracy at the Veterinary Board. The board is doing their call to the public.
Okay.
I'll turn you over to our board chair. Thank you.
Hello, Dr. Johnson. We are now in our call to the public. Those wishing to address the board do not need to request permission in advance. However, the board may limit the person speaking during the time to a reasonable number on any public comment matter. In addition, each person wishing to address the board will be given 3 minutes to do so. Pursuant to ARS 38431.02H, the board can only take action on matters listed on the agenda. Action on public comment matters that are not listed on the agenda will be limited to directing staff to study the matter or to schedule the matter for further discussion at a later date. We will now turn it over to you for your 3 minutes.
Set timer. There you go.
My name is Dr. John Johnson, and I would like to address the board to my great pain in my heart because of the killing in America. The innocent children have been gunned down, and Arizona Veterinary Medical Board should be sensitive for geopolitical social issues. And that's my feeling. I don't know how you guys are sitting there and feel about this. And I have been watching these atrocities for a long time. Seems to me now this is a waiting period for next attack. Regardless of this violence is rampant in this country, I was thinking more than 140 countries in the world, this is the only country that has people and a government. There is no other countries in the world exist. This is a shameful thing. I have been telling this, the injustice is so much rampant here, so nobody cares for anybody now. This is called barbarians. So anyway, I'm telling my feeling to the board, and and we should be more addressing geopolitical social things. I have been telling to the board for the reformation of the board, and I have not received any correct answers from anybody. And other than is telling me, the board is telling me, Dr. John, this is the way you operate. You sit down there and abide with what he says. That's what I have been telling. This is not fair. There are a lot of things need to be done in Arizona. I'm talking. People are talking there. I'm talking now. You have a common decency when somebody talks, be quiet. That's it. Have a good day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
In 2 minutes, 59 seconds,
8.
Oh, yeah, so the meeting is now adjourned. Do we need a vote for adjournment?
Second.
Yeah, motion and a second for adjournment then?
Yeah.
All right. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? All right, motion is to adjourn.